Now you get to have a vacation. You get to spend the last part of your life fully knowing who you are. Modern term, people like that are called elders, where we talk about the pure life. You're here in that time of life where you've had an experiential journey, and that experiential journey, now we say you see life, you've been experienced negative things, you've done negative things, and for sure you've seen negativity in life. What you do in this life is you turn it over and you see life as a good way, Minopamadzuin. That's what makes you pure. And the physiological symbol here we say is your hair turns pure white, just like Megaze, the eagle. That's a symbol to everybody who's younger than you that they can go to you and you will talk about your experiential journey. You will share that with them. That's what happens at this time in your life. You become pure in that sense. So we remind you now that if we live to be 150 years old, those first four stages of life, they might be finished by the time you're 25, maybe 35. So those last three stages of your life are actually the longest part of your life, knowing who you are. So we remind ourselves of that when we talk about our entitlement to a long life. When we think in terms of the Mekons as a long life, then we're reminded that these stages are longer. But also, again, I want to remind you that this isn't a linear journey. It's not body, mind, and spirit going through in the same spot. There'll be time where you'll be precocious. Maybe your spirit will go ahead. Maybe your perception or your thinking will go ahead, eh? Or maybe your thinking will drop behind. I know for me, sometimes that happens. I think a lot younger than I am, I do foolish things. So we're reminded of that. And even your physiology, now that's affected by how we live, eh? Eating processed foods, eh? Not getting enough sleep, doing too much of stuff, as much at one time. We can make ourselves age physiologically faster. So this isn't a linear movement through here. It's impacted by factors that happen to us and also that we place into our own lives.